Personal growth isn't easy and can be an intimidating thing to take on. Nobody can live in one place because we're built to grow and evolve as we learn. The modality of equine-assisted learning has been around for longer than you might think, with some documentation showing its roots in ancient Greek literature. But in a more recent context, there is at least one local option for those who want to seek an alternative to growth when more traditional methods just don't work. Transitions Equine-Assisted Learning, owned and operated by Alicia Wilson at her farm just south of Tavistock, began when Wilson pivoted away from a banking job that had become redundant. As a lifelong horse girl, she always tried to maintain a connection with them, but then the opportunity to make that her day job presented itself. My job at the bank had become redundant, so after some thought I decided to take the plunge into equine-assisted learning, EAL, and business ownership, she said. I researched many different programs to become a certified equine facilitator, however the one that really stood out for me was the DreamWinds Cartier Farm certification. They had been involved in scientific studies and research projects to determine the benefits. According to Wilson, the simplest way to describe EAL is this. Using interactions with horses to promote personal growth, skill development and learning through structured activities that encourage participants to reflect on their behaviors, emotions and communication styles while fostering self-awareness and interpersonal skills. It's not about learning to ride, which she said is a common misconception. Therapists are able to delve into a person's past history and traumas and are equipped with the skills necessary to safely help individuals navigate them, she said when talking about the differences between therapy and EAL. We meet people where they're at and grow from there by helping them build the skills necessary to thrive. Maniki Garo found herself in that place, wanting to re-spark the passion she had with horses as a child. Recovering from multiple surgeries and lacking the confidence to simply get on a horse and go riding, she decided to give EAL a try. What I was searching for was a connection, a companion, she said. Going into this experience, I will admit I do have experience with horses, however it had been quite a long time since I rode or been in a barn, it was nothing like I had expected. It was so much more. I figured Alicia would show me how to be safe around the horse and how to walk, trot or back up in hand. As soon as the session starts, you are developing this connection with this sentient being who is in rhythm with your heartbeat and together you work through these challenges and obstacles, guiding each other through the experience. The session Garo had helped her to think outside the box but not overcomplicate her thinking. She said what she experienced has carried into her daily life and increased her confidence in communicating and relationship building. Stacy Liu said she went into her session, a ladies' night event she'd seen advertised on Facebook, as untrusting, both in terms of dealing with animals and her life in general. That changed 180 degrees. I honestly had no expectations going in but was thrilled with the outcome, she said. I had very little experience with horses and I determined very quickly that the session was working. We were working with horses and partners to do different courses and had to interact in different ways, like loosening the reins on the horse to get them to go the way you wanted them to is like loosening the reins in life and being more trusting. Wilson has plenty of program options to share at Transitions, and she hopes that as EAL becomes more well known that people will see it for more than just a chance to spend time with the herd. It's given me a bigger sense of fulfillment than riding ever did, she said. To be able to help people start from where they are and move forward has really helped me feel a true sense of belonging and that I've found my calling. Find out more about Transitions Equine by going here.